Hello, boobies. This is a response to the northern bloke who's responded to my last couple of boos. I may do another one today, a little bit more content rich. So if you're not interested in a discussion about science and religion and a back and forth, then you might want to stop listening to this one now. But northern bloke, you talked about the science bit and the mobile phones and radio waves cooking our brains. It may surprise you to learn that I've got a physics degree as well, and you do a lot of talking about radio waves penetration and how deep they penetrate through a skull and all the rest. Interestingly, you know, we all know that this is true from the iPhone 4 antenna gate thing that happened earlier this year. So that's all to do with absorption of radio waves in your hand when you're holding the phone. But what you don't discuss, notably, is whether or not those radio waves, when they do make it through to your brain, are actually harmful. We know that radio waves can be used to cook food. That's what a microwave does. But, you know, the waves that come out of a phone are not microwaves. They're not necessarily in that frequency range. And so I don't think it's at all clear, and certainly not of that amplitude, I don't think it's at all clear whether or not those are actually harmful. Yes, they do go into your skull by a certain distance, but so do radio waves for a television broadcast or a radio broadcast. I think this is a lot more complicated than simple absorption rates, and I'm far from convinced that mobile phones cause you any harm. And as for your ridiculous point about your ear warming up when you've been on the phone for an hour, well, yeah. Of course it does. You're holding a warm device to your ear for an hour. Of course your blooming ear warms up. You know, electronic devices, when you use them, when they draw current from their batteries, the batteries get hot, the electronics get hot. Using a computer makes it get hot. Put your hand on top of your PC when it's been working hard for a while. Of course it gets hot. You hold that hot thing against your ear for an hour, then your ear's going to get hot. That doesn't prove anything at all. So anyway, coming back to the question of being Catholic, and I'm not a lapsed Catholic like you. I can't claim any insider knowledge in the Catholic Church, you basically say what we all know, which is that nobody really thinks the Pope's talking to God, and his job is to interpret some sort of God's will. Where does he get God's will from? Does he get it from the Bible? Does he get it from God? Does he get a sort of a general feeling of what it is that God wants? The truth of the matter is, he makes that up. He doesn't convene with God. You said it yourself. He doesn't actually convene with God. There is no God. So who is it? Whose will is it he's interpreting? What he's actually doing is he's interpreting the opinions of the general public, which is why God's opinion on subjects changes over time, because public opinion changes over time. If there really was a God, he would know objective truth that was true for all time, not just true for today, not just true based on our current opinions about various political issues like whether or not gay marriage is acceptable, you know, or whether or not AIDS is around, you know, and the question of whether or not we should be allowed to use condoms is coloured by current science and medical understanding. God would know about that. Even, you know, in ages past, God would have known HIV was coming, and his opinion would have been formed for all time. But God doesn't exist, and so the Pope can't be talking to him, and you said yourself that the Pope isn't talking to him. So what is the Pope doing? He's interpreting public opinion. He's interpreting the will of the people that run the Vatican and the Catholic Church, and he's basically he's a figurehead for an organization that is basically abusive, that is telling people what to believe based not on the will of God but on the will of man, and that is a problem for me. It particularly amuses me that you even came out and said to yourself, well, you know, there are bits of the Catholic religion that are clearly silly. I don't believe in this whole business of insubstantiation, where the wafer turns into the body of Christ. Well, so you're picking and choosing what you do believe. Well, why not go the whole hog? Pick and choose what you do believe for the whole of religion. Think about it and come up with your own answers. Talk to you later, babies. Bye-bye.